Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Tiger Talk with President Dr. Ricky Ford and myself, Liz Calvary. We can't wait to share with you all the great things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. President Ford, how are you today?
Thank you, Liz, and I appreciate the opportunity to share the Northeast news with you today.
So, for those who don't know, NEMCC has a great Phi Theta Kappa program. What is PTK, and how is it beneficial for our students to participate in that?
It's a very good organization that we have on PTK. It's a national honor society for students attending open access institutions and that are seeking associate degrees, bachelor degrees, or any other college credentials. By the way, it's headquartered in Jackson, Mississippi. Its national office is there. And it has more than 3.5 million members in nearly 1,300 chapters in 10 nations. You know, the mission of Phi Theta Kappa is to recognize high academic achievement of college students and provide the opportunities for them to grow as scholars and also as leaders. A little bit of history here. The origin of PTK can be traced back to Kappa Phi Omicron, which is an honor society which was established in 1910 at Stevens College in Missouri. It's a two-year college for women. A similar honor society sprang up in the state, and then eventually the college presidents and students of eight Missouri women's colleges came together in 1918 to create a single honor society with a unified mission. And then, of course, we know that Phi Theta Kappa was born. Phi Theta Kappa is an honor society that we have on campus. There are many, many scholarship opportunities. Membership in Phi Theta Kappa is by invitation only, and it's very highly selective. Students must complete 12 hours of coursework toward an associate's degree, 6 hours toward a one-year certificate, or 12 hours toward a bachelor's degree, and have a minimum of a 3.7 GPA. Merely meeting the basic requirements will not guarantee you an invitation. Local chapters may raise these eligibility standards to a higher standards if they so choose to. Members are required to pay a one-time membership fee, which includes a $60 international fee, and there are no annual dues, and the membership is a lifetime membership. Now, local chapter fees at each school may be added to that also. PTK is a huge, huge face of Northeast Mississippi Community College. One thing that it does is not in addition to the scholarships that it opportunities it provides for them upon transfer to a senior's college, it adds to their resume going forward. Each time that a prospective employer looks at someone who has applied for a position and they look at their resume and see that they were a member of PTK, this kind of adds a little bit more prestige to their resume. The thing about the PTK program here at Northeast is that each year they do a school project for Northeast. Some examples of that, they have paid for tutors to help our students. They've bought defibrillators for buildings. They've done various projects and donated money to the school for various different projects. So each year they have one. And PTK is a very positive face for Northeast Mississippi Community College. Dr. Ray Harris and his staff of sponsors do a fantastic job of providing leadership within the PTK program. And as I said, PTK is a very positive face for Northeast, and we encourage anyone interested to reach out to Dr. Harris.
President Ford, I have a question. What do you classify an adult learner as? And if you had to talk to someone and give advice who is considering going back to school, what would you tell them?
You know, first of all, we got to answer the question, who are they and what are they looking for? Today, an adult learners are defined as students between age 25 and older. We refer to those adult learners here at Northeast, and other colleges do the same, as non-traditional students. Of course, traditional students being those that graduate from high school. They make up nearly half of all students currently enrolled in colleges and universities. This is according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Here, our adult education department seeks out those individuals who have dropped out of high school at early age, or maybe even chose to enter the military and complete their military career and decided to come back to college at an older age. And many adult learners pursue higher education most of them with the hopes of changing their careers or to expand their career options or to stay competitive in their current career by earning new credentials. Some want to complete a degree after other priorities like family or military service, as I mentioned a moment ago. Some of them put their education plans on hold and come back later. Or simply, some adult learners just want to keep on learning and going to school. You know, there's a lot of things that an adult learner has to consider if they are looking at coming back to school. One is that they must navigate through outside financial work, family obligations, those type things. Adult learners who attended college in the past but don't have a degree, you know, they could have an existing student debt, which makes finances a major barrier to success. Roughly, I would say 60% of U.S. adults have considered returning to college, but so many of them say that they couldn't afford it. So there are many, many opportunities out there for scholarships for our adult learners. I would say that if an adult individual is looking to come back to school, I would encourage them to reach out to us here at Northeast and talk with our counselors in our Success Center and find out, first of all, identify what direction they want to go in. Do they want a certificate? Do they want an associate's degree? Do they want a BS degree? And then get with our counselors and Success Center and find out what the direction they need to go in. And if they have to take any testing, and they'll need to take those tests, or if they haven't received their high school diploma, I would suggest they reach out to our adult education department in completing their high school diploma and creating a pathway for them to get a credential, to get an associate's degree, or even a BS degree or higher. So we have a lot of adult learners here at Northeast, as do all colleges do, but we encourage them to please come by and visit, and we will walk them through the process and help them get to where they want to go. And no matter how difficult it may seem, we're going to walk with you through this process step by step. If you have any questions, we'll stop and we'll answer those things.
Now for everyone's favorite time of the week, can you update us on the Northeast news?
We have a lot of things going on here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. As always, a lot of activities are happening. You know, first of all, we have some basketball games going on this week. Tuesday night, our women play, and Thursday night, our men play. And we're getting close to ending up the basketball season, and those playoff tournaments will be starting very soon. Some quick announcements in instruction. Our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee is sponsoring a presentation by Kirkland Johnson, who is a student in our NMC Band. This will be February 28th in the Claude Wright Room. Advising Month started on Monday, February the 13th. Registration won't officially open to register for classes until Tuesday after spring break. So we encourage all of our students to go by and visit with your advisor. We encourage our advisors to reach out to their advisees and schedule a time where they can sit down and look and see where they are in their educational journey and make sure that they get the classes and get the things that they need. We're having a pilot of individual high school orientation for current Prentice County High School seniors will start at the end of March and continue through April, and our regular summer orientation for the rest of the counties will be in June. If the pilot program is successful, we will expand to other counties next year. March the 1st through 3rd, we have a group of division heads that will be going to Cupertino, California for the Apple campus for Apple briefing on augmented virtual reality and XR. We are planning to begin the implementation process of this into our instruction component here at Northeast. March the 8th through the 10th, the Creating Futures Technology in Biloxi. Northeast is running the registration desk and moderating presentations. March the 28th in Bonner Arnold's Coliseum will be our spring job fair. March the 22nd is the upper fair, and March the 24th is the lower fair for our annual science fair. We have orientation dates scheduled for Prentice County. March the 30th, we have Boonville at 8:30. March the 31st, Thrasher at 8:30. April the 5th, Wheeler at 8:30, Jumpertown at 10. April 13th, Newside at 8:30, and April the 14th, Bowen at Bowen High School. Graduation dates, we have completed and finalized plans for graduation. May the 11th, Thursday night at 6 p.m., will be our health sciences and our CTE programs. May the 12th, Friday night, 6 p.m., university parallel programs. May the 15th, Monday night, 6 p.m., adult education, high school equivalency graduation, and that's always a special night for those folks. We We've created a page on the website for all graduation information to help students. We've changed graduation up and added the CTE to Thursday night along with the health sciences because the Friday night graduation had just grown to be so big and the crowd issue was a problem because it being so crowded, and we want to have a minimum number in the gymnasium as we possibly can. So this will alleviate some of that crowding, overcrowding in the Coliseum for graduation. We had some winners in the 2023 Mississippi Honors Conference. Celeste Allen placed first in the Humanities Social Science Community College poster category. Nye Nugent placed first in the STEM Health Science Community College oral presentations category. 2023 Mississippi College Delegate DECA State Conference this week. And so we brought home 15 first place awards, 4 second place, and 4 fourth place ribbons there. One quick update. The business office is nearing completion of a new e-bill process to send electronic bills to students. Students will receive email notifications to log into the student portal account to view their bill. Students will also be able to sign up and receive text messages when the new bill is created. You'll hear more about that as we move forward. So there's a lot going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which is their premier college within the United States. So we encourage you to check out all the things we have and how we can help you and assist you in your educational journey. And so it's been a great day. We're looking for great things to even move forward farther here at Northeast. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Let's go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.